Welcome to Health Talk. I'm Laura Smith. We're brought to you by White Plains Hospital. My guest right now is Dr. Jeffrey Weinstein. He is the radiation oncologist here at White Plains Hospital. Welcome, Dr. Weinstein. Thank you so much for joining us. You're a radiation oncologist. If you could just tell us a little bit about what a radiation oncologist does here at the Hospital Center for Cancer Care.
Absolutely. Thank you, Laura, for having me. Really a pleasure to be here today. So a radiation oncologist specializes in the treatment of cancers using radiation predominantly. Essentially, there's three different main specialties within cancer care, within oncology, radiation oncology being one of them, the other two being medical oncology, which is especially of internal medicine, where physicians basically prescribe chemotherapy or other systemic treatments for cancer, be that a pill or an infusion, and surgical oncology, which is surgery. So the radiation oncology is essentially the third branch of cancer therapy, and it involves use of radiotherapy, which can take the form of predominantly high-energy X-rays, but also other particles, electrons, protons, for example, and also brachytherapy, which is a form of generally internal radiation. But in essence, the specialty involves directing focused high-dose X-ray therapy to tumors for the purposes of either cure or palliation of cancer symptoms.
I see. Do you help with both the diagnosis and the treatment of cancers?
So predominantly, radiation oncology is a therapeutic specialty, meaning that we predominantly treat people with cancers, but we do some diagnosis certainly as far as workup and overall management of patients with cancer. So if I see a patient who's been recently diagnosed with a new cancer, I'll certainly coordinate and lead the workup in terms of staging and the full evaluation. So in that regard, there is a diagnostic component.
I see. Well, I understand that you and Dr. Agarwal, a neurosurgeon here at White Plains Hospital, work very closely together. If you could tell us a little bit how that works.
Absolutely. So Dr. Agarwal and I, we co-coordinate the hospital's cranial radiosurgery program. Radiosurgery is a specialized procedure within radiation oncology, which involves the very focused delivery of very high-dose radiation within a single treatment to traditionally small targets in the brain, but now is being expanded to targets elsewhere in the spine, liver, and other organs that I'll get into in a little bit. But as far as Dr. Agarwal and my partnership, we, like I said, co-coordinate the stereotactic radiosurgery program for brain tumors. So any patient with a newly diagnosed brain tumor, brain metastasis, he and I generally evaluate these patients together in a multidisciplinary fashion. We have a multidisciplinary conference that's focused just on radiosurgery patients, where all new patients are evaluated not just by ourselves, but also by radiology. And we use these to ensure the highest quality of care and that there's multiple sets of eyes evaluating every single patient who we come into contact with. And really believe this leads to the best outcomes for our patients and the best quality and safety of care.
Doctor, what kind of cancers do you specialize in?
So I at White Plains Hospital direct our Center for Radiosurgery. So in that capacity, I specialize in tumors of the brain, the spine, lung cancers, GI cancers, prostate cancers, and head and neck tumors. And within those, there's quite a bit of radiosurgery that goes on, but additionally, really all forms of radiotherapy for those diseases all fall under my purview.
Okay. Well, the hospital apparently recently invested in some advanced technology called the EDGE. Can you tell us something about this new radiosurgery system?
Absolutely. So the EDGE is a linear accelerator developed by Varian, and this is a dedicated radiosurgery suite. So essentially, it is streamlined and has multiple integrated components that allow for rapid and high-throughput delivery of radiosurgery for tumors in a number of locations. As was mentioned before, the brain is especially well-suited for treating brain metastases or benign brain lesions, but additionally, tumors of the spinal column, small lung tumors, or even medium-sized lung tumors that are amenable to a radiosurgical type approach, liver tumors, pancreas tumors, prostate tumors. It really provides the best of all worlds in terms of the latest technology and the ability to really most accurately and most efficiently treat patients with these diseases and in a manner that minimizes the amount of time that they're in the hospital. And by the hospital, I mean the office, because it's all outpatient therapy, but essentially allows us to treat patients with these tumors between one and five treatments, all on an office visit basis. So a patient's cancer treatment may be completed in a matter of days, with oftentimes really a minimum of side effects and a minimum of risks.
It sounds like the edge could really make a big difference in the quality of care for your patients, doctor. Does it?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, the edge being the primary system we use for radiosurgery and stereotactic radiation delivery absolutely facilitates really an optimal quality of life for our patients in that when you can treat somebody's prostate cancer in 5 treatments done on an outpatient basis where they come in and out of the office, they're done in under 2 weeks. Contrast that with coming in daily for 9 weeks in total. Even with an equivalency of side effects, the quality of life is markedly better for someone that has to only make 5 visits to the office. So I think that speaks for itself in terms of just the comparative options and how this treatment can really markedly improve our patient's quality of life.
Thank you. Well, there's so many other advanced radiotherapy treatments. I'm sure most of them would be new to our listeners. Tell us a little bit about them and how they help your patients, if you would.
So there's really quite a number of nuances to radiotherapy these days, and there are quite a few new techniques and treatments. Some of what I would say are maybe new to some people, but you know have been around for quite a while now, are things like intensity modulated radiation therapy, which is really a standard of care for many diseases that we treat. And this basically allows us the ability to carefully craft the radiation dose, so it really limits high doses to only the tumor and the areas that you're looking to treat, and that certainly has a marked impact on side effect profiles and quality of life related to therapy. We talked about radiosurgery already and stereotactic body radiotherapy as a offshoot of that. There's other things like proton therapy, which is undergoing a rapid expansion in this country. And I think we're all eager to see some of the maturing evidence to really demonstrate the potential benefit of that therapy. There's also MRI-guided radiotherapy, which is something that we are eagerly looking to bring on board here at White Plains Hospital within the next probably 2 or 3 years.
Sounds exciting and hopeful. Thank you so much, Dr. Weinstein. It's been really informative. I appreciate it. Thank you. And this has been Laura Smith with Dr. Jeffrey Weinstein. He's the radiation oncologist here at White Plains Hospital Center for Cancer Care. And this has been Health Talk, brought to you by White Plains Hospital.